Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
All right. Here we go. Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Yes, 2 days in a row. I know it's a little bit of a different time than what you guys are used to. If you missed yesterday's show, I explained why I kind of haven't been doing the show on a regular basis. I don't want to say that I was burnt out. I don't think that I was. Uh-oh. Let me check and just make sure I'm even on this bitch right now. It's a new time. I need to stop just looking at... Oh, yeah, I am on. Just nobody's listening or watching right now, but I'm going to tread on. You know, that is one of the worst things about doing the podcast, because you can actually see how many people are watching. You really never, ever have to deal with that in regular terrestrial radio. I never in my life. And I got to start putting up, because I used to, when I first started doing it live every night, when I had a full working board and stuff, I used to put a post-it note over how many people were actually viewing. And I know a lot of you guys are probably watching on the various platforms that I'm on, and you're like, oh, he doesn't have a lot of people. No, I'm streaming on Facebook, I'm streaming on Twitter, I'm streaming on YouTube, streaming on Twitch. So I know that it's a new time and everything, but if you're just joining me, you didn't listen to yesterday's show, I'm just going to do the show when I have time. I'm working a corporate 9-to-5 job. Well, actually 7 to 3:30. I'm working from home. I got a lot of stuff going on, and just the pressure of doing the show every single night at 7 p.m. I have a very hard time shutting off my brain and stuff. So doing it at 7 and setting everything up. So, I digress. What I'm trying to say is that this is why you need to, whatever platform you are listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast on, you need to hit those notifications, because I could do it at 4, could do it at 4:15 like I did today, could be doing it at 5. Hell, I may do it at noon. I may do the show on my lunch break and stuff. You never know. So that's why you should set it up and be able to get the notification so you don't miss a show. But once again, they are all archived on my channel. I do have a lot of great stuff to talk about. I got a couple of personal things I want to talk about. Yeah, I've become yard guy. I've become bird guy. Because now, my office where I'm working my 9-to-5, working from home, I open up the window. I like to look out the back window and see stuff. You guys got to stuff, birds, wildlife. Because I was from end of 2019 until right now, before we moved over here, I was living at the Hobo Fish Camp. I could go out and fish. I saw all types of wildlife. So I don't have that now. And so I'm mowing the lawn and pinning down grass seed. I got hummingbird feeders up. I got a bird bath. I got seeds. And I'm thinking about doing an exclusive YouTube video and give you a little bit of a tour of Yardman Tuttle, Birdman Tuttle, because it's pretty impressive what I've been able to do here. And one of the main reasons that I'm wanting to plant stuff, I'm wanting to build up, is because across the street. Across the street is stereotypical prime example of Volusia County white trash. And I don't want anybody to think like I'm talking trash about Volusia County or white trash, because there's a lot of white trash stuff that I've done in my life. What up, Twisted Movies? Twisted Movies is in the chat room. What up, Twisted Movies? Twisted Movies says, yo, Tuds, thank you for joining me. Hopefully, you know I got to get back on a regular basis. Being consistent is key to podcasting and creating content online. So I'm going to be doing these every single day. It's not going to be at a set time because I just don't like having that held over me. So hopefully you're not hating it so much. What does fitting parent? Hi, I want to offer promotion of your channel. Viewers, followers, views, chatbots. The price is lower than any competitor. The quality is guaranteed to be the best. Auto on incredibly flexible and convenient order management panel. Yeah, I'm not going to buy people. I'm not going to buy followers. I'm not going to buy views and stuff. A lot of people do that. A lot of people do that, and I'm not going to do that. So yeah, I'm going to put together a video. That's one of the things that I want to do a little bit more of. I want to do a lot more like exclusive content for you guys that's not a live stream that I can put up, more my personal life. I've been making really, really good friends with the homeless around here. And that's the other thing. This is how weird and crazy my mind is. Because, like, the homeless have all the scoops. The people that are living on the street. I will say this. Here in Volusia County, especially in Edgewater, Florida, we do not have overly aggressive vagrants or beggars or panhandlers or just homeless. There's this one guy, Andy, that I talk to all the time. Never, ever asked me. He's only asked me one time. Never asked me for money. Very specific in what he asked. He said, hey, can you, you think you can buy me an orange Gatorade and a Hershey's chocolate bar? No almonds. And I got it for him one time. I told him my name correctly. I said, hey, I'm Patrick. He calls me Steve every single time. Calls me Steve. And now, like, it's gotten to a point where I don't want to correct him. So now he knows me as Steve. Is that wrong of me not to tell him that, hey, my name's not Steve, it's Patrick? But he's a great guy. I bought him a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant from the Circle K today. He was very, very appreciative. Every single day, he's got this really hot chick. She's definitely a married MILF, but she's got car seats in her vehicle. That's why I think she's a MILF. She gets down there. She goes and visits with Andy every single day, gets down, you know, in that squat position, smokes like two cigarettes with him every single day. And I was like, Andy, find out the info, man. I've been getting you Gatorade and Hershey chocolate bars. I bought you a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant today. Put in a good word for me, Andy. Get a little bit of info for me, Andy. And he calls me Steve. And I don't know what it is. Even the handyman, the guy that works here at the 55-plus park that my mom lives in, he calls me Donald. don't know why. And I'm such a bitch that I don't correct him. So I'm known as Donald and Steve around here with the regular Joes around Edgewater, Florida here in Volusia County. And one last thing I want to talk about. Now, I want to challenge my producer, Vulture. The Vulture. I did something last night. And I've been seeing this all around social media and stuff. The ice baths. And there is a lot to the ice baths. I know a lot of people. I got a question. I gotta look this up because my computer is like completely. Hold on. I gotta look this up because my computer is like
this is running like shit, man.
I swear to God, I gotta look this up. If you're watching the show right now, give me a little bit of feedback. Is the video, is the audio good? Because I will say this computer that I'm running this stuff off is running hot. The fan is always running like an original PS3. And I think that I'm overheating. I'm about to blow up. So if you're listening to it right now, please, I seriously want your feedback. Is it lagging? How's the audio? I need to know, people. Please let me know. I need some. All right. So it's good now. Okay. All right. And I do apologize, guys. I do apologize. See, now, I'm just going to do my show. If it's dog shit, I mean, what is the difference? My whole radio career has been dog shit. It's been dog shit. So why not my podcast, my radio show and stuff? Okay, well, thank you. You don't know, Jake says. It started rough, but it looks good now. All right, cool. Thank you. Twisted Movies, lagging a little touch, but it's fine now. Jason Martin says it was stuttering a little bit. All right. See, the great thing is that I record directly into my board, so if you want to hear real good audio quality, download the Tuttle Daily Podcast. It's available on all podcasting platforms, iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Nick, thank you, Nick. Nick Fetro, he says, glad to see you broadcasting, man. Thank you so much. Jason Martin, LOL, you're good, Tuds. So I've been doing the ice baths. I did it last night for the first time. And I got to tell you, the initial shock of getting into an ice bath is not fun. It's not fun at all. If you can make it past that first 20 to 30 seconds, you're golden. Because when I got out of it, I felt amazing. These ice baths, they release dopamine. They release cortisone. And I did. I had a little bit of a runner's high when I did it last night. So tonight when I do it, oh, by the way, it also helped me sleep like a goddamn baby. So tonight, because I did it last night nude. Tonight, I'm going to wear my board shorts, and I'm going to film myself. But I'm throwing the challenge out now to my producer, The Vulture. I want him to film himself doing an ice bath. Last night, I made it for 2 minutes. Tonight, I'm going for 3. Oh. Nick Fetrow, man. That really does mean a lot, Nick Fetrow. Not much, but you have provided a lot of entertainment for me over the years. Nick, that means a lot, man. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So I do have some news stories, and I'm afraid to even play them because I'm afraid that I'm going to get a bunch of lag. Some 80-year-old lady took a lick down in Fort Pierce. And I know a lot of you guys are going to think that I'm being insensitive and stuff, but I'm really not. If you're going to live in Florida, number one, you have to have your head on a swivel if you're near any body of water in the state of Florida. And you're just asking to take a lick if you're walking your small dog next to said lake. But yeah, this lady, 80-year-old woman down in Fort Pierce, died from a 10-foot-plus alligator.
Gator attack claiming the life of an elderly woman.
Neighbors say the nearly 11-foot gator dragged her into the water while she was walking her dog. Local 10's Christian De La Rosa is live in Fort Pierce with the latest. Christian.
This happened in a senior community. You can imagine how shaken people are here, especially one woman we spoke to who says she tried to help.
I never woke up.
I'm sorry. I know this is going to sound bad, but if you're in the jaws of an alligator and he's about to set up for the death roll, I'll try to help you. I'm not getting in the water. No way. And I know we have a lot of tourists and stuff here in the state of Florida that probably don't know any better, but we got dinosaurs here. We have dinosaurs in the state of Florida. You just don't get near water, especially with a small dog. You're basically chumming for alligators.
This Monday morning, I thought that I would be watching someone die, taken under by an alligator.
77-year-old Carol says it was just past noon. Her 85-year-old neighbor was walking her dog.
And I heard kind of like a commotion, and I looked out and I saw the dog and I saw my neighbor.
Carol first called.
Now, I mean, this lake is every retention pond. The vulture actually has a lake just like this in his backyard. That at any given moment, a gator could, even if you've never seen a gator in a lake, you just have to just realize that the possibility of an alligator in there is really, really good.
911 and ran, trying and hoping she could help.
I just remember her coming up and, you know, pushing her hair out of her face and getting air, and I'm saying, swim toward the paddle boats.
I'm trying, bitch, but I'm getting drugged under the water by an 11-foot alligator right now. Thanks for the encouragement. I'm doing everything that I can.
And she says, I can't. The gator has me. I got my longest shepherd's hook to try to hook her or hit him or do something. Hit him on the nose or something.
That's not going to do anything.
I couldn't do anything.
He's not a shark. It's not a shark. You know how everybody says, oh, if there's a shark coming at you in the water, punch it in the nose. Yeah, I don't think that's ever worked for anybody. And you hitting a gator with a shepherd's hook, not going to do anything. That gator, gator wants to eat. Gator wants to eat. Gator wants to eat. Fish on Jay. A kid took a lick at Disney from a gator. Yeah, it did. It definitely did. But once again, why, you know, everybody wanted to blame Disney. Well, why was the parents letting a kid play next to a lake in Florida? It's just, it doesn't make any sense. Gators and snakes, get rid of them all. No, nope, 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 nope. I'm sorry. If you want to really stop these attacks and stuff, what the FWC needs to do is allow more gator tags. And you're like, oh, gator tags. Everybody gets tags to be able to hunt gators. We need to cull the herd of alligators that we have here. I mean, if you really, really want to pit your life in nature's hands, go swim in Lake Jessup. Go just off the 417 at night. I don't suggest you stop on the bridge. But if you got one of those big, big spotlights or whatever it may be, just shine it out into the lake in Lake Jessup. And you'll see all the glaring, shiny eyes that are in the lake. One of the dumbest stunts that I had ever done is myself, Drunky the Bear, Tom Van from A Mediocre Time with Tom and Dan, and Whopper Jr. We swam across Lake Jessup, and it is the most infested alligator, because that is where all the nuisance gators that I think that are under 6 feet, they put them in Lake Jessup. And I swam in it. Could have been, I could have been, there are so many dumbass stuff that I've done when it comes to nature. You know, in New Smyrna Beach, I got trespassed from New Smyrna Beach for a complete year. Not a lot of you guys know that New Smyrna Beach is the shark bite capital of the world. I mean, not when it comes to fatalities, but when it comes to people getting bit in New Smyrna Beach, that's the spot. And they closed all the beaches down, and like a dumbass, when I worked for the Monsters on Real Radio 104.1 in Orlando, they were like, hey, we got a surfboard. We want you to go to New Smyrna Beach. We want you to wear a belt that has mullet on it. So I wore a mullet belt, and I poured a bucket of chum over the top of my head, and then I went out with a surfboard and went swimming. Every single lifeguard and Volusia County Beach Patrol was out there to get me back off the water. And I got to tell you, that was one of the most nervous times that I've ever had in my life, because every single bait fish that rubbed up against your leg, you're like, oh, I'm about to get my calf bitten off. And I know Fish on Jay's in here. You'll see hundreds of gators from one side of it. Yeah. But Fish on Jay, you took me to surf fish in New Smyrna, and I hooked onto that big ass shark. That shark was not big enough to kill anybody, but it could take your calf off. The one that I had hooked up, yes. You could. Scott Donahue, Tuttle. Fucking proud of your progress, brother. I've noticed a change in you for the better lately. Keep up the great work, my dude. Thank you, Scott. Damn, dude. That makes my day, man. Releasing that dopamine, that serotonin. I'm going to get more of that when I do the ice bath. But let's finish this story.
I couldn't do anything, which haunts me right now.
Trappers with the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation.
That's a big-ass gator. And guess what? Gator's dead. Gator is going to be some redneck's boots here coming up shortly. Somebody's going to be throwing a party eating this gator's tail. And this gator was just doing what a gator does. You're a dumbass if you're walking your dog, especially small dog, near the water. You're just asking for it.
Conservation Commission arriving to the Spanish Lakes Fairways Retirement Community in Fort Pierce. The dog survived, but it was too late for...
Now, I want to talk about this. I love how the news... Oh, the lady's dead, but the dog survived. I'm sorry. I love animals. I love pets. I got a cat. I've had dogs all my life. I I try not to hurt animals. But I'm telling you right now, like if I was walking my dog and a gator jumped out of the water, bet your ass, I'm using that dog as a distraction. Because I was, but that's also another bad thing. You shouldn't be walking your dog by the water, but if it comes down to me or a dog, sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not going to go out of my way. I saw a woman got hit and killed. It happened here in Volusia County about 6 months ago. A woman stopped, I guess, you know, to switch drivers, and their dog got out and it ran onto 95, and she ran out to save the dog and she got hit and killed. Once again, I love pets. It's just not worth it. I also don't understand people that will go out of their way not to hit a squirrel and cause an accident. Or people that stop to help a turtle cross the road. Just not worth it. It's not.
The woman, the gator, was 11 feet long.
But it was definitely a fight. Snagged him on the bottom. He never surfaced. He stayed down the whole time. We were able to get a second hook in him and then get a hard line in him so we could get him up.
Carol now warning everybody she sees.
Just don't go near the water. Don't get your pets out there.
Don't go near the water. Don't bring your pets out there.
I'm sorry.
So am I.
Again, we're told the victim's dog is in good condition.
Really? I read the room. Read the room, 10 News.
Authorities did not identify the 85-year-old woman. Neighbors say her name was Gloria.
Well,
they say
Gloria.
She was a widow and describe her as a really nice lady.
Alligator attack, claiming the life of an elk.
Well, Gloria, sorry about your luck, but Gator doesn't play. Gator does not play. Scott Donahue, I met you at Sunoco one day after work in Oak Hill. I was in a black truck you complimented. I've listened to you since your start at Real Radio. Well, Scott, if you're in Oak Hill, man, email me, Tuttle, that's Tuttle with two Ds, Tuddle at gmail.com. Send me your contact info. I'm going to get some stuff to you. I know that sounds a little weird, but I was going to talk about this yesterday. I want to talk about the passing of Richard Belzer. If you don't know who Richard Belzer is, Richard Belzer played Detective Munch on Law and Order SVU, but he was also on so many other different shows. Big, big, big conspiracy theory guy. He was always great on Howard. A real, real funny comedian. But I will say this. I completely forgot that Richard Belzer actually Scott, please email me again. I'm sorry. Probably when we were met at that Sunoco in Oak Hill. I was probably just getting out of the mental institution after trying to kill myself and everything. So if you could, just send it again. I'm sorry. But Richard Belzer passed away. But Hogan, Hulk Hogan, once again, involved in another lawsuit back in the day. This was before the whole Bubba thing. Hogan shot on him. So I'm going to play this story, and then I have the video clip of why Richard Belzer sued Hulk Hogan.
You had one hell of a run, Sergeant Munch. Did I? I don't know where it all went.
Best known as Detective John Munch on Law & Order SVU.
By the way, for the longest time, Kelsey Grammer held the record for longest running character in TV history. And then Frasier went off the air. And then Richard Belzer was like, hold my beer. I'm going to take this crown back. He started off on Homicide: Life on the Streets. He was also on The Wire. He was on, I think, the original Law & Order, Law & Order SVU. He was on The X-Files. John Munch was even on Sesame Street.
Hello.
Richard Belzer brought his trademark humor and intelligence to the role.
I remember it very clearly, Counselor. She seemed to be seesawing between anger and humiliation.
His career spanned decades, with a character so beloved that it crossed into multiple series, and sometimes even into real life, as Belzer once told Today.
A real shoplifter comes running around the corner in the middle of the set, and he sees all these cop cars. And so he dropped the bag, and he...
Oh, I completely forgot about that. Richard Belzer was in Scarface. Dave Darkness, what character was it? Was it a background character? I do remember vaguely him being in the show, but what character did Belzer play in Scarface?
Held up his hand and surrendered to me.
Are you serious?
And he said, "Oh, expletive, much."
Oh yeah, nightclub.
Belzer began his career in comedy and landed a gig as the warm-up comic for Saturday Night Live in its early years, occasionally appearing on the show.
Good evening. I'm Chevy Chase.
Man, I got Richard Belzer hair. Look, I do. I kind of got some Richard Belzer hair going on there.
And you're not.
One for the road, Lieutenant.
It was in 1993 as Detective John Munch in Homicide: Life on the Street when Belzer launched into TV history. Belzer played the role of the wisecracking police detective on 10 different series, including Homicide, The Wire, The X.
You have to look very, very closely to see Detective Munch in The Wire. And by the way, The Wire, if you've never watched The Wire, I don't know who has not watched The Wire. Brilliant show. I just rewatched it as well, too. And it still holds up. It really, really does.
Files, 30 Rock, Sesame Street, and Arrested Development. What? Law and Order creator Dick Wolf posting... Richard brought humor and joy into all our lives, was the consummate professional, and we will all miss him very much. Co-star Mariska Hargitay writing,
I don't know if any of you guys watch Law & Order SVU, but my God, I've always had a thing for Mariska Hargitay. Now, I look. She's gone through so many different hairstyles, but the hottest that Mariska, Detective Benson, has ever looked was when she had the short hair when she first came on the show. Literally, I think I've ran some off before with short hair Detective Benson. And now, like, she's in a whole nother... like, category. MILF. Still hot.
How lucky the angels are to have you. I can hear them laughing already. And Christopher Maloney posting, goodbye, mon ami.
And I'm sorry, when is Benson and Slater just gonna fuck? You know, they teased us the mid-season thing that Benson and they were gonna hook up. No, it's the biggest tease. It's the biggest slow burn in TV history.
I love you.
Belzer passed away peacefully at his home in France of undisclosed health issues, according to his longtime manager. He's survived by his wife and two stepdaughters.
All right, so that happened. So before I had mentioned that Hogan sued Belzer. Or no, Belzer sued Hogan. And I don't know, like a lot of people think that this is... you know, set up, but it's not. This is more of how great of a professional Richard Belzer was. How great of a just consummate professional that he was. Hold on. Oh, this is all messing up. Give me a second, guys. Computer is about to, and I'm almost done with the show. So Belzer, this is when he was hosting his show. And I guess, you know, they were like, oh, yeah, let's show me some wrestling moves. And Hogan's there, Mr. T's there. And I really think this is pretty messed up what Hogan did to him. Because Belzer is not a big guy. He's pretty scrawny. And you're talking about Hogan and his prime during the Mr. T days. Yeah. He chokes Belzer out. Belzer falls, cracks open his head. Just watch.
First thing you need to know about amateur wrestling.
Yes.
Or professional wrestling or submission hold. You just tell me, brother, when you want him to quit squealing, okay?
All right.
It's called a front shin lock.
And he locked it in. He locked it in pretty hard.
How about it, T?
Keep him like that for a little while.
I mean, this gives me flashbacks to, like, the Bubba the Love Sponge show when I would do stunts. Bubba would be like, you think Tuttle's had enough? Like that one time that I was up on the torture rack, and they did this William Tell thing. I was wearing a mask. I put an apple on top of my head. They were like, oh, yeah, we're going to try to shoot the apple off of your head. Once you're in there, you're not getting off. Swear to God, I got shot for like 15, 20 minutes straight with frozen paintballs. And Bubba's like, what do you think, Manson? You think Tuttle's had enough? Well, Spice Boy, what do you think? Tuttle had enough? Hogan's asking Mr. T, what do you think, T? Is he had enough?
Keep like that for a little while.
Now watch, watch, watch. I'm sorry, if you see the way Belzer dropped, he went limp. That is not staged.
A little while.
Watch, watch, watch. You see the way he dropped and the way his head whipped back?
He's all right. He's just sleeping.
Man, I think that was a little too stiff.
Sleeping, really? Yes, I was a sleeper hole. He'd be all right.
He'd be all right.
He's waking up now. That was.
Now look, I know Belzer is an actor, but I don't think he could sell it like this.
You're right, brother. A lot of people.
You all right, brother? Hogan slapping him.
See, it works. Yeah.
And now, we'll be right back after...
Seriously. How did Belzer snap out of that like that? And he's like, oh, we'll be right back.
This word from you-know-who. We'll be right back.
Look at... Guys, look at that. Look at the back of his collar. Look at the back of his collar. That's blood.
We'll be right back.
I had no idea when I got up and said we'll be right back. I had no idea where I was. I was in shock. And just I know I'm doing this a little bit, maybe going too far. But can we get a close up of these stitches? Because I saw Bill Cosby today, and he thought it was a hoax. And if he thought, can we?
Man, that didn't age well. You're showing Cosby your scar.
Read that. Is it? Can you see that? Can you see those stitches? I'm sorry to do that to you. I'm sorry, but...
Anyways, Belzer got paid. He got paid. He got paid. He got absolutely paid. All right, guys, so I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to get all this worked out. Because if I'm going to do a show, I want to get it done right. I've been having to share the screen. I cannot, like, add video files directly to StreamYard now. For some reason, I haven't changed a damn thing. Once again, my computer fan, it's going hard, hardcore. Like I have 100 tabs open or 100 apps open. So I might need to start investing into a new computer. I did do my tax return. It's not going to pay for the whole thing, but it'll help. Once again, if you're just tuning in and you're listening on the audio version, by the way, this show will be available. Audio version will be available on all podcasting platforms, but I don't have any set times when I'm doing the show. If I got time, I'm doing a show. So that's why I'm telling you, go on whatever platform you watch the show live. Make sure your notifications are turned on so you do not miss a damn thing. Hopefully you guys enjoyed tonight's show. I want to thank everybody for checking it out. I know it's a little weird. You just got to be consistent. And I think more people will be tuning in at certain times. I'll talk to you later, guys. Hopefully you have a great night. Hopefully you stay safe. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.